Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Medvedev serving and volleying on clay. Imagine that.
There was an interview that Medvedev said. I'm not sure how much he was just trying to be funny or how much he was serious, but he was saying like, "Oh yeah, I don't like clay because there's always bad bounces and I always get dirty after." So like, it's when I saw this at first, I was like, "Oh come on, man! Like you have to embrace it." It was like,
have some belief. Yeah.
And now I'm like, maybe he was just joking around. Like it wouldn't go pass him, I guess, to just be like, yeah, just whatever, just give like a lame answer just cause.
He's one of those players that likes to make that doesn't mind making fun of himself, so that doesn't surprise me.
Plus, yeah, I feel like he can also be like brutally honest sometimes. True. And so maybe he was just saying exactly how he felt. Yeah.
Because honestly, like, I actually really liked as a kid having all of my socks stained with the red clay, because it was the mark of the fact that I was playing tennis so often. It's like all of my socks were like fully stained, and a couple of my shoes were just completely destroyed, like because of the clay. It's like they were just stained forever. So yeah,
I think it's like a badge of honor. Yeah,
exactly. I feel like every player has to change their laundry and gets their socks, you know, completely red on clay. Yeah. unless you're like Roger Federer, then maybe not.
Yeah. Something Andre Agassi wrote in his autobiography was that when Roland Garros clay dries, it looks like blood, and he had never noticed that before. He wrote that when he was playing the 1999 French Open. So that's another way to look at it.
Oh my gosh, I never saw it, but like, yeah, it's a good analogy too, right? Because on clay you gotta suffer. So
yeah,
yeah,
you got the blood stain.
Also
and
tough
socks.
Losses. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, and so many great players failed to complete the career slam there as well.
Yeah. So I guess like my other questions for you right now would be, let me see if I can remember all of them because I just came up with them on the fly. So yeah. The first one is, what do you think is going to happen in this tournament?
So I predict that as much as I really want to see the Djokovic-Nadal final, I think we will see it at some point in the clay season for sure. I just don't think the first tournament back. I just don't see it happening this week. I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see Djokovic getting to the final. Let me rephrase that. I certainly would not be shocked in the slightest if he got to the final, and even if he won the thing, because he's freaking Novak Djokovic. But if he were to lose early, like if he were to lose to Zverev in the quarters, or he would lose to, if Tsitsipas can get there, because Tsitsipas has a brutal section too. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Zverev and Tsitsipas, this is their best surface, in my opinion, is clay. And so I just feel like if, I think that Djokovic-Zverev match in the quarters, because if assuming Zverev can get through like Fuchsovic and, you know, Goffin and players like that, if they meet, I think that'll be a big indicator of kind of where Djokovic's level is at on clay.
Yeah.
So like that would be a good match to see for Djokovic where he's at, and then if I'm gonna say if he somehow gets through that, it's gonna be tough against Zverev, who's so consistent from the baseline on clay, and just moves very well.
Tsitsipas, do you mean? Yeah. In the semis.
Yeah, and then Tsitsipas in the semis. The question for me with Tsitsipas is he's playing Karatsev in the first round, and you know, Tsitsipas has been playing
horrible draw
well this year, but it's like you know, with this he has Berrettini in his section potentially. You know, Berrettini's been kind of on and off. He's been struggling with injury. He hasn't played since Australian Open. But if he can get through Karatsev, then he's potentially got to play either Milman or Felix or Garin. Felix, by the way, now coached by Uncle Tony.
Yeah, so that would be like my, that would be my last mention in this podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so like he has a tough draw because if he gets through Karatsev, he could potentially play either Felix or Garin or Milman. You know, all three are good clay court players. I guess Milman so more so on the hard courts, but.
But he likes to suffer too. Like he's a very physical player. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it would have to be one of those matches that I'm predicting an upset, either in the Zverev match or the Tsitsipas match. I would say, if you're putting me on the spot, or maybe are we doing predictions, or are we going to save that for later?
Just do your predictions now. You don't have to go for everything. Just kind of like go.
Yeah, like say
who reaches the final and. And against whom? You don't have to say sets because that's like way too far ahead. We're not we're not doing a tiebreaker for a draw challenge, so don't worry
I'm
about
gonna
that.
I'm gonna say Zverev gets to the final, and he takes on Nadal, and Nadal wins.
In straight sets for the final.
Because that's
a good match. It could go to three sets depending on how Zverev's doing.
I will say Rafa wins in three. I'm going to say Zverev beats Djokovic, and then he beats Stefanos, but he loses to Nadal in three in the final.
I'm going to say if Djokovic has to play everyone in his path, like if he gets Sinner and Hurkacz and Zverev and Tsitsipas, I don't think he makes the final. But
yeah.
I don't think all of those people are going to get to the point where they would play him. So I'm going to say Djokovic gets at least to the semis. I could see him losing to Tsitsipas, but you know, I'm going to say we get a Djokovic-Nadal final. Although I think it's not a given Nadal makes it there. I think he could get Schwartzman or Fognini in the semis. I could see him losing to Schwartzman, not so much Fognini after their Australian Open match. But I'm maybe it's because I honestly want to see this happen, because I think their last clay match was a bit of a dud and I want to see them play a better one. I'm going to say Djokovic Nadal final and Nadal in three sets.
Cool.
I hope you're right, Owen.
Me too. So I don't care about the result of the final. I just hope we get a good match.
So you said Djokovic, right, in the final against Nadal?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I think it's going to be Tsitsipas in the final. And I think he's going to. I think he's going to get Djokovic in that semis.
Nice.
I think he's going to be able to close it out like he didn't at Roland Garros, and I think he's going to lose in straight sets to Nadal in the final. And I am, even though like Medvedev is always in a little bit of an enigma, and I feel like he couldn't reach the semifinals and play Nadal and lose in straights as well. But I'm actually going to say Schwartzman. Actually, no, I'm going to say Fognini is going to make it to the semifinals again. But he's just going to get crushed by Nadal, like 6-3, 6-1. And then Nadal wins to a similar score, maybe like a 6-4, 6-2 against Tsitsipas.
I mean, Fognini had a bagel point three times against Nadal at Monte Carlo in 2019.
Yeah.
In the second set. Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Tsitsipas, though. Until you guys reminded me that he is Karatsev next, I was thinking he might be able to be a dark horse, because I think if he gets a tired Djokovic and then Nadal loses to Schwartzman or Fognini, I think he could win. But he needs a couple of things to go his way. He doesn't beat Djokovic and Nadal.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, that's...
One thing on Stefanos is I really like him on the surface because I think it hides some of his weaknesses that he has, which is the return of serve. It definitely hides that a bit more. And the way he can construct points with his serve and his forehand, it bodes really well, I think, for his surface and the athleticism that he has and, you know, kind of the all-court play. And he doesn't mind defending and scrapping in the corners as well. So I think it really it minimizes his weaknesses. And so for him, you know, if he were to do well here, like get to a semi or a final, he would really be cementing himself as a big threat for the French Open for somebody not named Nadal, because I think he's now proven himself at all the clay court tournaments. He's reached the finals of Hamburg. He's reached the finals of Madrid. He's reached the finals of Barcelona back in 2018 when that was his first like breakthrough tournament. Mm-hmm. And then he's made the semis of Rome as well in 2019, lost to Nadal there in straight sets. But and then, of course, semis at the French, he pushed Djokovic to five sets. So yeah. If he can do well at Monte Carlo too, then it's like he's suddenly a threat kind of everywhere throughout the season. And I would say the same thing for Zverev too, but it's like I would have also picked Stefanos to get to the final or mm-hmm. to get to the semis. But it's just that when I see Karatsev and when I see like Felix or Garin maybe, and then yeah. I see some of his dips that he's been having. He's been playing really good, consistent tennis this year, but then he's also had some matches where he's the favorite or where he's had some leads. And so I worry about that on the mental side for him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree mostly that mental. He's kind of quietly establishing himself as like a favorite for Roland Garros, I think. Like you said, maybe Zverev could be in the same category, although I think he hasn't really put together an impressive run at Roland Garros yet. Well, Tsitsipas did at the end of last year. He's beaten Nadal on clay. He beat him from two sets down at the Australian Open. So even though clay is a more difficult surface to play Nadal on, he at least has the confidence of beating him in best of five now. He was a set away from doing the same to Djokovic.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, getting a good result at this tournament could be exactly what he needs to just build his confidence up for the big one, which is the French.
Yeah. I guess my second question for you, by the way, you're saying that like Zverev didn't have a convincing run at Roland Garros, is that what you said?
So he's made two quarterfinals.
He went down really weakly in 2019,
but they were not close.
To be perfectly honest, I don't know if it's just like me, I'm forgetting something, but before last year's US Open, Zverev hadn't had a single one good run at any Grand Slam at all, I would imagine.
I'd say Australia 2020 was pretty good.
Australian Open,
that's true. Yeah.
But besides that, I agree.
Yeah, he was just like he would reach like the later rounds, like the second week, but on the back of like four or five set matches, so it's like it's never really that convincing at that point.
The big thing with him is the second serve. It breaks down a lot under pressure, and those double faults accumulate, and he's 0-9 against top 10 players in majors, so
it's definitely gonna come bite him if he cannot, because like second serves, he cannot serve like a 65 mile per hour second serve on clay.
Gonna get ripped apart on clay. He'll be running around forever. I thought his Australia run was better than his US Open run. That's opposition true. Was way better there. And the US Open like team was horrible for the first two sets of that final, so he honestly didn't do anything that really impressed me in that US Open.
Yeah, we could legit start recording a whole new podcast about that US Open final again, just because it's so impressive.
Right. Yeah, I listened to you guys' podcast with Mert. There's some great insight in that.
Well, and I guess my other question that I wanted to ask you was...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.